This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us from the US of A and one of our favourite bands here on the show, John Foreman from Switchfoot. Thanks for joining me.
Hello.
Now, this is a time of year that's kind of exciting for everybody. New Year. How do you actually spend your holiday break in the January season?
Oh, man. So I just got off of spending a bunch of time with my family. My wife is from Michigan, Detroit, so we go up to the cold climes of Detroit for Christmas. And then this year I brought in the new year, we played a show, and I actually accidentally stood in front of a confetti cannon, and that is how I rang the new year in. It was unintentional, but I feel like it threw me into 2019.
Oh, look, with full force, no one else has that experience, I don't think, John. And for you guys as a band, releasing an album to kickstart the year is pretty cool. What are the conversations that you normally have when you're jumping into the studio writing something brand new?
Well, this record is kind of an anomaly in that it's completely different than anything we've ever recorded, at least the way it came about. We took, for the first time ever, a break from being a band. We took a hiatus and we're just kind of spending the time with our families, celebrating, you know, 10 records as a band and taking some time off. So usually when you go to record a record, you're chasing after songs. And this particular album, it felt like the songs chased us down in spite of us. And so I feel like the big common denominator is joy. That's the thing that kind of fuses the album together.
Yeah, and I'm glad it was a hiatus and not the end for you guys, because it would have been really, really sad if that kind of wrapped up the songwriting for you, because we do love Native Tongue. We love everything that you sing about, and joy is one of the markers. I think also that there really is this flavour of love and of writing songs for a time in history where outrage, where fear, those things can mark our culture. What is it that you wanted to say in the midst of that cultural climate?
Yeah, so I feel like the main thing I hear or read on Twitter, Instagram, the news, fear and hatred and division and our differences, this is what is highlighted. And for me, maybe it was the birth of my son 6 months ago or something like that, just that looking into his eyes and realizing that all of us came from this really innocent, naked place where we don't have any defenses, any pretenses, nothing is deserved, nothing is entitled, and that all of us had someone in the middle of the night that changed our diaper and fed us, and that we have this in common. That is where we came from. Someone provided these acts of love and service for all of us, and if we could see that you know, the maker of time and space himself, love himself, is where all of this was born, brought into existence at his word. That is ultimately, that's our language. That's where we come from. That's our identity. Hmm. And that's what this record is trying to say.
And having written music and worked as a band for over 20 years now, I feel like that message that seems to have been core to what you guys have done right from the get-go, I think it could be easy to be to kind of have things distract you from that or to lose sight of that. How have you guys as a band held true to that original vision of sharing songs that connect people to love?
Oh, I think I write about the things I don't understand. And that is the common thread. I start with darkness and I aim for the light. And for me, one of the things I continually come back to and question and marvel at is this concept of grace, undeserved love. And, you know, when any of us ask ourselves in the middle of the night, why am I here? I think the purpose, the meaning behind it, when I think of that, that's what's driving the songs.
Mm. And there's two songs that really stick out to me particularly. One of those is Voices. Tell us about Voices.
Yeah, Voices. The song and the music video for the song kind of were born from the idea that we all have these voices in our head. Every potential outcome for any decision seems like, for me, there's voices in my head telling me one side or the other. You know, the cartoon of the devil on the left and the angel on the right. I feel like I've got like 40 different versions all saying different ideas. And I think that especially in a culture of noise, the still small voice is harder and harder to hear.
Mm.
So that song is an attempt to, the bridge kind of spells it out, you know, sing to me and drown out the voices.
Yeah, and I mean, you worked on that one with guys from One Republic, who I understand are pretty good friends of the band. How do you actually create a genuine friendship with other bands? Because I imagine it could be a really odd situation to be buddies and then say, hey, can we write together? Like, when does that become okay?
You know, the funny thing is, I think it happens more than people would think it would. You know, it's like the music is still, even if it's our occupation, it's still my joy, my pastime, the thing I do with my friends, you know, bring out a guitar to the bonfire or something. And
yeah,
and music just, it just happens, you know. So I think a lot of times it's friends with bands that you might not expect, but it's, I think that if there's, again, there's so much more in common than we have our differences.
I'd love to see you guys tour together. One Republic, Switchfoot. I don't know who would open for who, but can you please make that happen?
Let's do it.
And one of the other tracks I really liked too, John, was Joy Invincible. The sound, the lyrics, particularly the one where it says, Hallelujah is nevertheless a song that they couldn't destroy. It's such an anthem, such a marker. Tell us about Joy Invincible.
Yeah, Joy Invincible, you know, we were talking earlier, starting with darkness and aiming for the light. That one was born from a really painful season. I think anyone who's sat in a hospital waiting room for someone they love is accustomed to the emotions and the feelings that that song will bring up. And I think a lot of times it's easy to say yes, and here's what I think about the world, and this is what I believe. In the moments where everything's going well, it becomes much more difficult to find purpose and meaning and truth in the dark moments where you're questioning life and whether it's going to continue to happen.
Mm.
And that's kind of the resolve of that song is Hallelujah Nevertheless is a song the pain couldn't destroy, you know. So that's where that song comes from.
It's a huge encouragement to many people that are going to listen. And I think, too, for your kids to see you and your wife, like, with these ideas and talking about these things through music, that's such a cool example. What do the kids think of the music that you write? Do you get much of a response from them?
My daughter, she is a great litmus test of what is good and what is bad. She's very honest, and I think that that's the most beautiful element of kids is that there is no face, there's no mask, there's no reason why they should tell you anything other than
yeah, daddy,
they
that
feel,
sucks.
Right? So yeah, they're gonna tell it straight. And she's 6 years old, and I'm sure we should give her credit for co-producing the album in some way.
Oh, I'd love to see her name on there. And I've assumed this song is about your wife at the end of the album, You're the One I Want. She must love being able to hear that. Was that kind of like a little present for her?
Yeah, I mean, I've written, gosh, so many songs for her and for my kids. And I think, you know, you write about what you know and what's on your head and what's on your mind. And so yeah, I think she likes that one.
That's special. Hey, well, I know that we're running out of time, John, and I'd love to have more of a chat with you. But before we do go, what is one song that you would just love people to pick up and listen to the album first?
Well, we structured the album very intentionally. Let It Happen is kind of the invocation to say, okay, you are going to be swept over by a wave of music. Let it happen. Enjoy it. Enjoy the key changes, the guitar solos, and embrace it. So I'd say just start with track one and go through track 14.
Okay, so you're not allowed to listen to this on some kind of shuffle playlist. You've got to go traditional.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not a, you know, opposed to Spotify or anything like that. But I still am a fan of records, and we put a lot of intentionality and thought into the album as a whole. So no stones to throw if you listen to it any other way. But if you want to listen to it how it's intended, that's what it's for.
I'm glad that you did that because I, as a listener, I assume that bands have done it that way and I want to go on the ride that you guys provide, John. So thank you so much for doing that and thank you so much for having a chat.
Yeah, and we hope to be in Australia soon.
Please come. All right, we'll see you later.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.